It's Quinn's Afternoon Army, and I am honored to be joined with gentlemen from the Guitars for Vets organization. Tracy Kunkel, let's come to you first. You came up to me at the Bandshell. What an amazing resource the Bandshell is here in Daytona Beach. You get to meet some incredible people. And one Saturday night, we had a chance to talk about this group, Guitars for Vets. Tell me how it came to be in our area.
I work out of the Veteran Wellness Recovery Program in Port Orange. I have a great resource there. I am able to do some groups. I have plenty of group rooms. And there I can do a lot of things that other programs might not be able to. So there's a small program in Melbourne, but really they really do individuals, don't have the capability groups. I helped get one started in Orlando. There's another one, DeLands, which really gets shaped around a lot of what you can do. So we have a luxury of being able to do really be very, very active. I think we're one of the most active chapters already in the nation.
Well, you talk about being an active chapter. And Danny, you're here. You're a guy who's gone through the program as a vet. First of all, I want to thank you for your service. I certainly appreciate that. Talk about what it's like coming back as a vet and finding yourself no longer in that same situation. It's a mental drain on somebody.
Absolutely is. It can be difficult, especially if you're trying to navigate the VA system and you're not really finding any solutions within that therapeutic environment. And that's where I found myself. And one day I was at the local Daytona Beach VA clinic, and I saw a flyer for Guitars for Vets just on the wall. So I decided to give it a try, and I'm very glad that I did. You know, it really provided me with some new outlook on life and a lot of hope.
Sure. And when you put that guitar in a vet's hand, Tracy, you and I were talking about it before we started here. The fact is, you started playing guitar when you were 13. So this was before you got into medicine. But you just wanted to be a guy to be able to entertain people with a guitar. But now the healing power of that guitar is where we're at now.
And, you know, it's been amazing for me. I mean, I knew it was going to be something to help people. I thought it would take a good 6 months to a year at least before it started making a difference. I was really shocked after the first few months of my second group. I had to figure out what was going on, because these veterans were telling me they were less depressed, their PTSD symptoms were going down, they're more social, and felt better about themselves. And these were some veterans at the time who had only been in the group for like 2 months. And I had to really think about that. And I realized it came up in a couple of different levels. And one of those is this. You know, when you've been through some serious depression, you get the feeling that nothing I do makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I try this, it doesn't work. I try this, it doesn't work. Eventually, it's this learned helplessness. You just give up, right? And then you start going through life with the idea nothing I do makes a difference. When you start learning guitar, there's every veteran comes in every week and says, Dr. K, I'm not getting it, but I'm not giving up yet. I still suck. I'm not giving up yet. Then one day they come in and say, Dr. K, I still suck, but I got a little bit faster between my G and D chord.
Right.
And so I know that I can do it. I know I just haven't practiced enough.
And Danny, that's really the military mindset. It's they never give up and make sure that you keep attacking that goal every time to get a little bit further and a little bit further, and knowing that you have it within you.
Of course, you know, and some of us think that that goes away when we get home. You know, we lack a purpose, and now we have a new task.
Right.
We can tackle this head on. We can all learn to play guitar.
This is the first time you picked up a guitar after you came back and after you started the program you had never played before?
Yes, I've never played an instrument before.
Now, how long have you thought about it, though? Because I know as a guy, look, I'm on the radio. There's a reason I don't sing and there's a reason I don't play guitar, because I don't have the patience to go through the practice. So this is something I'm sure you want to do before you even got into the military.
Yes, I've always wanted to play at least, you know, some kind of instrument, whether it be drums, piano, guitar, and then I was just waiting for the right opportunity. And I'm a recently disabled veteran and really needed something to take up my time. And this was just perfect.
Well, again, appreciate it, guys. This is Guitars for Vets that we're talking about. And you do have a big event coming up in October as well, right, Tracy?
Yes, we do. One of the things with Guitars for Vets, there is a great national organization that went through and got all the 501c thing done. And they really, you know, do a lot of promotion nationwide. And people are more than welcome to and encouraged really to donate to that program. You can do that right on the guitarforvets.org website. However, whenever cash, that kind of stuff comes in, it goes all to national.
Sure.
I can't keep up in here. And things like, you know, strings, and even, you know, every veteran who starts, most veterans don't have a guitar to practice on. If you don't practice, you're not going to learn. So we really rely on instruments being donated and you know, being able to loan those out. There are times when I have, you know, veterans that want to type part, but we don't have the instruments yet for them to learn on. So the Daytona Beach Blues Society is one of the organizations that really supports the program. They are putting on an event October 25th. They have two outstanding bands, Joe Servallo Crusoe and Sugar and Spice. They are going to be playing at the Bank and Blues. The Bank and Blues have wonderfully donated us the building for the night. I mean, I can't think of a better place to have a blues show.
Makes sense, right?
I was at the Daytona Beach Blues Society, their board meeting the other day, and I cried literally. I'm not afraid to admit that this is my baby, and to see these people put so much work into making this an awesome evening, it really meant a lot to me. But they're going to be having doors open at 6 o'clock. A lot of food's been donated from I think Publix might be donating some, and I've heard some others. 7 o'clock the show starts, 7 to 10. We're going to have a few vets get up before music starts, talk about how this has helped them. We'll have another veteran at kind of the intermission getting up to say how it's helped them. It should be a really good time. But all the proceeds from that will happen is that they will talk to me about things that we need for the program here. They will purchase all those things and donate that. So stuff can stay here.
Well, when you talk about the power of music, too, if anyone knows it, it is the Daytona Beach Blues Society, because that music is based in so much emotion and pulling out so much from you. Whether it's the music, the performer, it all comes together. I'm a guy who spent time in Clarksdale, Mississippi, the birthplace of the blues, Highway 61 and 49 and those juke joints. That feeling that fills your soul, there's nothing like it. And I know the feeling that you guys get when you can help other vets and see it click with them.
You know, I personally started a scholarship kind of fund. Every veteran who graduates Guitar for Vets, should they want to, I pay for their first year of the Blues Society. I do it for them to join and be part of it. The program is beyond just learning guitar, just feeling like a musician. It's getting into a different community. Mm-hmm. So getting out into the musician community. We encourage them from day one to go out to the open mic camp to start feeling like a musician. The way I teach, you know, I learned guitar at 13. I learned how to read sheet music playing trumpet in elementary school. I took 3 guitar lessons. On my 3rd lesson, the teacher showed up, said, "You're learning faster than I can teach you." I understood how music worked, how notes work together. And that's the way we teach. We teach, you know, so that you understand what's going on. And far before they can play chord progression, they understand chord progressions. They can hear them. Veterans will say, I listen to music now that I wouldn't ever listen to because I hear it differently. I feel like a musician. When a lot of veterans that I've seen in mental health, they tell me they're just vets and that's it. They can't relate to anybody else who's not a veteran. They don't belong anywhere else but VA and things like that. They come to find out I'm also a musician. I'm also a guitarist. And I feel like I belong at the Bank and Blues, at these open mics. I connect with musicians because I'm a veteran, but I'm also a musician.
Right? For veterans that are listening, they need to know that the program is there for them. And for those that aren't, they need to know how they can help the program. So if people want to be able to donate, if they want to find out more information about tickets, what's the best way to get them in contact with you?
With me? There is a Facebook, Guitars for Vets, Port Orange and New Smyrna, so they can find me through that and connect. If they're a veteran that's interested, they have to have a service-related disability. It doesn't have to be mental. If they have a disability, they can just talk to their provider and say, send a message, Dr. Kunkel, put me on a note. Find me at the VA that way. If they want to, somebody wants to donate things, they can connect with me through the Port Orange Veteran Wellness Recovery Center. Recovery program there in Port Orange. I'll get you that information. Or again, the Facebook. Or if they want to go to the guitarvets.org website, David Mabe is listed as the coordinator. He's my business partner in this. So they can email him and he can set that up too.
And again, the event coming up October 25th, it is the Daytona Beach Blues Society making it happen for Guitars for Vets. And where's that going down?
Bank and Blues.
Bank and Blues. If you need more information, make sure we get it up on our website as well, 95.7 The Hog. Tracy, Danny, appreciate you guys coming in. Thank you for your service. And again, vets, please know that there are other people out there just looking to help you get through it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for your support.